captain's log. Emergency report. We are fast being sucked into the hideous vortex of a black hole. Our rocket engines are useless. We are trying everything, even manual override. But to no avail. Our shipboard computer suggests one last alternative. And cat to pass through a black hole and live to tell the tale. And now, here we are in this wondrous new universe, completely unaffected by the journey. Okay, Cadet Stimpy, we'd better scout around and do some exploring. See if you can get some readings on your tricorder.
Yes, sir. We'll split up.
Good idea.
What a great couple of guys he is.
Pull yourself together, misters.
Captain's log, Cadet Stimpy and myself now explore this strange new universe. A place where the very physical laws of nature do not apply. I'm afraid it's having some strange effect on us.
Boy, Captain, I'm pooped!
Okay, we'll rest here. I'm pooped, too. I gotta sit down. Man, it feels good to sit down.
Boy, you said it, Captain.
Belay that nose-picking, Cadet!
Yes, sir. Captain, sir.
Captain's log. Cadet Stimpy and I have begun to adapt to our strange surroundings. In fact, we feel strangely energized and have picked up our pace a bit.
Hey, Cadet Stimpy, let's climb that mountain so we can learn the lay of the land.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain's log, Cadet Stimpy and myself had set out for the mysterious distant mountain. The closer we get to the mountain, the more we notice an odor. A disgusting, yet familiar odor. A stench, if you will. We are beckoned, no, compelled, by the repugnant, yet somehow delicious aroma. Must keep going. Mustn't give up. Hey, Stimpy, we made it. Now I see from whence the stench came.
Wow, I think I can see our house from here.
Why, it's nothing but a mountain of stinky old gym socks.
It's my missing left sock. I've been looking for this everywhere. I've got one just like it at home. We cats love stinky socks.
My left sock.
Left sock? That's it. These are all left socks. This is where all the missing left socks in the universe go.
General Hulk, for retrieving all the world's lost left socks, we give you $1,000,000 and the Nobel Peace Prize!
Hey, Cap'n. This space-time doohickey says if we don't get to the trans-dimensional gateway by 3 o'clock, we'll be trapped here forever.
Thank you, Herr President. It's my pleasure. 3 o'clock! That's 5 minutes! How far away is the nearest gateway?
1 mile that away.
There it is! Only 25 seconds to spare!
All aboard! Now departing Black Hole for Jersey City and all points up.
Let's Stimpy, we made it! We're home free! Hey, Mr. Bus Driver, 2 tickets, please.
Can't you read? Exact change only!
Now what do we do?
Well, we'll probably continue to mutate. Then our very molecules will more than likely begin to break up. I'm sure our atoms will disperse slowly throughout the universe. I guess it's hopeless.
Wait, I have an idea. I'll set the space-time thingy to our molecular wavelengths, switch her into reverse, and turn it up to full blast. And we'll simply implode.
Implode? What's that?
Oh, sorry, Captain. You're a layman, aren't you? I'll try and explain it in technical terms. Imploding is like, Wait, I'll show you.
Stimpy, you're a genius. Stimpy, I can always count on you when the chips are down. Let's do it.
Well, there you have it. In just 5 seconds, we implode.
Been nice knowing you, buddy. You're a good kid.
See you around, pal.
Memories.
Oh, silly me. I had a whole pocket full of change all the time.
Kinda ironic, huh, Ren?
Hours of fun playing dress-up with new high-fashion log. And don't forget Dream Date Log.
Isn't it romantic?
Girls just love high-fashion log.
Yes, log. All kids love log.
Wide rolls and pairs, owner and pairs, roll over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's log, log, log. It's log, log. It's heavy, it's wood. It's long,
long.
It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a log.
You're
gonna love it,
long.
Come on and get your log.
Everyone
needs a log.
Log from
help me try out my new inventions?
Go away. I'm busy.
Come on, Ren. I need your help.
Oh, please! Huh? All right, all right. Sure.
it, Stevie. I'm losing my patience. Let's get this over with.
Ahem. Ladies and gents, I give you the Cheezophone. Now we can talk to cheese anywhere in the world, regardless of their foreign tongue. Go ahead, Ren. Say something in Limburger.
Will you hurry so I can finish my paper?
Check this out, Ren. It's the remote control shaver. Now you can get a clean clothes shave without even being there. Observe.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You...
Here, Ren, for you.
Oh, what is it?
Go ahead, open it.
What are they?
They're my latest invention. Stay put socks. They never fall down.
Say, now that's a good idea. Especially for those of us who don't wear clothes. Why, it's amazing. How do they work?
They're full of glue. I'm so glad you like them, Ren. Wait here. I'll go get the Stayfoot hat and raincoat.
You filthy swine! I will kill you!
Hey, what's the matter, Ren?
Hey,
you don't suppose he's unhappy? I know now what I must do. I must use my gift of invention to save Ren. Hey, Ren!
What?
Are you feeling any better?
No, I'm not feeling any better. Wait, what are you up to?
Oh, nothing.
What have you got behind your back? You're hiding something from me, aren't you? What is it you're hiding? All right, let's see it. Okay, hand it over.
Hey, what is this thing? Get it off of me!
It's the happy helmet, Ren. Now you'll always be happy. And this is the remote control. And I use this dial to control how happy you are.
You sick little monkey! Why, I ought to...
Whee! Hey, it works!
Hey, what's happening to me? No, got to fight it. Get loose. Control.
Will storm.
Why weak? Stimpy, I'm so happy! I must go do nice thing! So happy! Ironing for Stimpy! I must do wonderful things for my best friend, Stimpy! See how I love to clean filthy cat boxes.
I've got a surprise for you. Come out, wherever you are. Hey, maybe Ren is somewhere being sad. I will make him happy again. Ren, oh Ren. Boy, Ren, if you think you're happy now, wait till you hear this. It's a record of my favorite song. It's called Happy Happy Joy Joy.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the Happy Happy Joy Joy song.
Happy Happy Joy Joy, Happy Happy Joy Joy. Happy Happy Joy Joy, Happy Happy Joy Joy. Happy Happy Joy Joy, Happy Happy Joy Joy. Happy Happy Joy Joy Joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If then you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Lem, you're angry?
Dessert Tootin', I'm angry! I've never been this angry in my entire life! Hey, I feel great! I love being angry! Thank you, Stimpy.
Happy to be of service?
Time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid.
Oh, hello there.
Doctor, here's a letter from Jennifer from Bent Armpit, Wyoming. And she asks, Dear Dr. Stupid, what is that ugly white slab in my can of beans?
That's a very good question, Jennifer. I'd better put on my patented Stupometron helmet. Prepare to activate. Boom! The answer's simple, really. Jennifer, that ugly white slab in your can of beans is the queen bean. And all the other beans are the worker beans that serve her.
Thank you, Dr. Stupid. Tune in next time for Ask Dr. Stupid.